This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
All right, welcome back to the show, The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Eric Palaby. Hey, thanks for being with me. Thanks for staying with me. Some of you, you're in it for what? You're in it for the punishment of learning. Listen, I think there's going to be some big changes. We've talked about some of the issues with colleges and universities, how that's going to impact you. But what about China? This whole trade war. Is there any kind of connection? Let me tell you, yes. Because I can tell you this, if I was whispering in the president's ear, and I'm sure he listens to Joe every night, or at least has somebody taking notes and sending him the highlights, here's what I think. I think if the president wants to continue to push this, here's what I would do. Very simple, very clean, very educated, this. Revoke every single Chinese student's visa. You want to raise this to the level and take it three steps above, just revoke their student visas. There's about 1 million Chinese students right here studying now, paying cash money a year in advance, sometimes 4 years in advance. They pay for their education. They pay for it at UCLA, full year in advance. You have to go to the other students who go to school for half of the dollars or even less, and they're paying per month, and they're getting in trouble, and they're having problems, and they're trying to figure out life, and they're working three jobs, and a Chinese student walks in the door, bam, here's a year's worth of tuition ahead of time. That's why you have such a push on the other side to not bother the Chinese. Hey, listen, they're nice. Don't bother them. This trade war Mr. Trump is starting. Okay, do you understand something, guys? Let's think about this for a second. There has been a trade war going on for about 30 years. It's the little kid that kicks your ankles, and you would look silly by punching him in the nose. Because he's 2 years old, why would you do that? He's just a little guy. And then he's four, and he throws a little, piece of paper. And then, seven, and he shoots you with a little Nerf gun. And you're the big, bad, center for the, pick a football team. Dallas Cowboys, you're it. 6'4", 310 pounds. Why in the heck would you push that little seven-year-old over? You wouldn't. And then all of a sudden, this kid says, I am going to be, at what age? Wait. Suddenly, this country called China has more money than just about anybody else. Why? Because they can create it. They create money out of thin air. It's called a currency war. There's a great book called Currency Wars. You should get it. You want to learn about China? Figure it out. It's a great place. Listen, let me give you the number again here, folks. 855-REAL-JOE. The Real Side with Joe Messina, 855-732-5563. We have folks listening across the country. We have Amber out in Mississippi. Hey, thanks for being part of our group, part of being part of our team here. This is important. You understand how this works. I'll give you another story, right? This might help. Hey, every 4 years, there's a new owner of this grocery store comes in and says, oh, let me look at the books. Oh, we're making $1 million a year. And that guy in the back, he's stealing, you know, some things out the back door. China's been stealing out the back door. New president comes in and says, we're such a large grocery chain, it's not going to matter that much. Let them steal out the back door. And they do it again. Another 4 years, another owner, another owner. And before you know it, what do you have? You have an enormous operation. And you say, wait a second, you workers that are stealing out the back door, you know, you're taking legs of lamb and some whiskey and God, what is that? A whole shopping cart full of bread products. And you say, okay, China, I get it. You're stealing out the back door because you're homeless, you're hungry. I got it. And now the new owner of the store comes along, called the President of the United States, and he says, wait a second, let me check this out. Wait, you guys live in mansions. You're driving Italian sports cars. How is it that you are still able to steal from us? Why is that okay? We felt bad when you were the little guy. But now you're 6'4", 375-pound. You're a lineman for the, the Rams. Oh, you don't get to punch me around. You don't get to kick me. You don't get to do that kind of stuff. Why? Because, listen, you are China. You're not a baby anymore. And finally, we have a president stands up with him. Listen, guys, I don't know if this is going to surprise some of you, but I don't agree with the president 100% of the time. I don't agree what he says, how he says it. I don't agree with my wife, and I've been married 28 years, 100% of the time, right? Why would you do that? You're not going to agree with anybody. All I want to do is look, fix my country, make it a better place. I get it. I got to take the good with the bad. Unfortunately, we knew too much about Hillary Clinton and her corruption, so we had two choices. We'll all be, suddenly we get a president, conservative judges, who with the hand of God is going to give us one more Supreme Court seat. Mrs. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a wonderful lady, I just pray that her retirement is quiet and peaceful, and very soon, so that Mr. Trump gets another pick. Amazing. Three would be just incredible. Because he picks conservative judges. I don't want somebody's feelings to decide what the Constitution really means. I want the Constitution. Listen, I think if the President of the United States, if Donald J. Trump wants to make a difference in this trade war, what if he expels these Chinese students? Who is that going to impact? We'll stand by and we'll talk about it when we come back. On The Real Side with Joe Messina, I'm Arif Halaby, filling in for Joe. Stay with me, 855-REAL-JOE. Get into the chat rooms, get onto Facebook, Twitter, 855-732-5563. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
While it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
All right, we're back, guys. Thanks for staying with me. Yeah, I always love what Joe sets up for us. Isn't that fun? Spends a lot of time pulling these clips on the real side with Joe Messina. I'm not Joe Messina. I am Arif Halaby here with you at 855-REAL-JOE, 732-5563. That's 855-732-5563. Get into the chat rooms. We appreciate your comments. Following us on Twitter and Facebook. Love what we talk about here. And wish Joe wish him well. He's under the weather a tiny bit. All right. I want to fill you in on some of the craziness of this whole China trade war. When I talk to you about the fact, I think it can be done. It is in the power of the president to completely do what? Eliminate the Chinese student visas. Now, listen, if he does that, who will be in trouble? Who will hurt? Who will feel the pain? In China, a little bit of education here for some of you. There are two factions that are fighting each other, basically. Like we have the Democrats and Republicans. They have the political guys and gals, right? The folks that are the mayors, the governors, the trade ministers. And then you have the military leaders, the generals, the colonels, the folks that are a bit more on the warpath that really have pushed the islands out in the open ocean. Really, if you've not seen these images, they are astonishing. How they found an atoll, right? A-T-O-L-L, an atoll. And what did they do? They took sand from the ocean, just like they did in Dubai, right, in the United Arab Emirates, and they created the Palm Islands, right out in the middle of the sea. And then they put houses and office buildings and apartment buildings and condos right in the middle of the ocean. They created more land. Well, that is exactly what China did out in the middle of the sea. And then what they did is they put a landing strip. They put military weapons, aircraft. They put missiles, surface-to-air missiles. Amazing things out in the middle of nowhere. In other words, a fixed aircraft carrier. So look, China cannot do, they do not have a decent team of aircraft carriers. They don't understand the same system. But what they do understand is something very clear. They are in it for the long haul. They laugh at us because every time we create a budget, 10 minutes later, we're arguing about the next year's budget. They have five-year plans. Every 5 years, they elect another chairman. And in this case, they've elected the president, sort of. In other words, basically, he's a dictator. Change the rules to create it so he never goes out of business, so to speak. So who do you have? You have these two groups fighting each other. So the premier, Xi, does what? He satisfies the military guys. And then the other side says, listen, we're making big money. Think of a bunch of gangster thugs. That is the governing class in Beijing. Their job is to, I don't know, there isn't really much difference. And they're the ones that send their children here to the United States, some of them in your college. They are permeated. They're not just sitting in Harvard and Yale and UCLA and USC and Stanford. They're not just sitting in the big universities. They're sitting in every single city, state, county in the United States. Why are they doing that? Because their goal is to learn from the United States. No different than Ethiopia or Brazil, Philippines. They come here to go to school. They go back and they make their country a better place because of the United States. If you don't think we are certainly a much superior culture, oh, that's racist. You liar. Because I think everybody makes us a better place. Black, white, Asian, Hispanic, Filipino. You make the United States a better place very simply because we are by far the place where more people come to go to school. You don't trust the most valuable thing in your life called your children to go learn a substandard education. Well, President Trump wants to step up. If he revokes the Chinese student visas, that's 1 million. Who does that impact? That impacts these far left organizations that called universities. And it takes that higher educational system and turns it on its head. Because 1 million fully paid tuition, sometimes a year in advance, sometimes all 4 years in advance, with a suitcase full of cash money, if you will. Well, that is the party leaders, the governors, the ministers, their kids are in college. Some of the military folks, too, but it's by far that second class. Now, can you imagine the pressure put on the president from the folks that are trying to tell him to just get along? Stop this craziness. Stop the military. Stop the posturing. I don't know what China's going to do. They're in it for the long haul. Listen, everybody from CNBC on, everybody has these stories that talk about Trump has gotten the China to lower its tariffs. Here's one, but just towards everybody else. The Peterson Institute for International Economics. China has increased its tariffs to the United States, but lowered it to the rest of the world. Well, that's nice. But what did they do? Why isn't the left screaming about the interference in the election? Because what China did is very simple. They went and looked at the map of the United States. They found out where the president won by the fewest votes and what the industry is for that community. So this county, literally, they took it down to the county in Iowa that exports and creates corn. So they put a tariff on corn. Now, they don't really care. Doesn't matter. They'll get it from somewhere else. They'll even pay more money to get it somewhere else. But they want to create pain to you in the middle of the United States who sell soybeans to China to turn you around so that you will hate the president and his policies. Because they'll put up with this for two more years, year and a half. They're going to put more money, more influence, more power into this election by impacting the steel, the coal, wherever the president, if you voted for the president, you are going to pay. They are going to physically punish you financially. Now, that's pretty hardcore. That's interference in an election more than I've ever heard. Oh, wait, listen, you can hear the sound of the left not saying a word. You know, here's the obvious, right? The elephant in the room, as they say. Here's the obvious part. I don't know. It's kind of weird. You're telling me that Russia interfered with the election. Well, wasn't that President Obama and Clapper and Brennan? Wasn't that Comey and that group that was in charge during that time? Weren't they supposed to stop that? I don't know. When did the war actually begin? This trade war? We're going to talk about that when we come back. We'll come out with facts and figures. Only the truth on the real side with Joe Messina. 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. I'm Arif Halaby. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Hurricane Center says even with Hurricane Dorian moving away, the rains from the storm could still cause flash flooding and mudslides in the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico.
You could see 4 to maybe 6 inches of rain, maybe isolated areas of 10 inches of rain. So if you take all that rain,
You're going to get flash flooding. You can have some mudslides. You've got to watch out for that. But then you start putting the winds on top of it.
Center Director Ken Graham says the storm is expected to grow into a major hurricane as it moves toward Florida's east coast.
We could have tropical storm force winds approaching the coastline in Florida Sunday at 8 a.m. And that's something to remember. So really we need to be wrapping things up before that. So if you think about it, by Saturday, have the plan in place. Have everything ready. Listen to the local officials. So incredibly important. And listen to the latest forecast.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
Hey, welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Eric Paladin, your guest host. Check us out at the website, therealside.com. Call us at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. Okay, my proposal to the President of the United States is to revoke 1 million student visas in China. What will that do to the economy? What will that do to your college and university? All of you far lefties, you really think that you're going to push around the President of the United States? Listen, he may not have a lot of power every time you turn around. They're going to sue him in court, right? That's the only value that the left has, is to go after everybody and sue everybody. That's their institute. Their way of modifying the Constitution is just they're going to sue you. And when that happens, well, he wins or he figures out another way. Listen, the rules are written by rich people. They're not written by poor people. They've always been written by rich people. The difference in the United States is the rules apply to everyone. Figure it out, you win. Don't figure it out, you lose. Why is it you think that people die in trucks and trains and boats to get to the United States? Because we are the only place where the rules apply to everyone. Now, they've been playing by that set of rules anyway, because in their country, you don't receive anything for free. I don't know. You pick the country, right? The president called it S-hole countries. I don't know. I've been to 52 countries on 5 continents. I can tell you some of them were pretty close. No. Okay, I'll tell you. They were actually how he described it. Dumps. Corruption. Stealing. Amazing. Great human beings. Listen, I haven't met a country where I go, that's a bad guy. Right? The people are bad. Never. But the countries, the organizations, the governments, the corruption, right? Puerto Rico is in a beautiful, beautiful place. The depth of corruption has been going on there for at least 30 years that I'm aware of. And then the president comes in and they say, okay, give us more money for our infrastructure. What are you talking about? You guys had intermittent electricity in the middle of the country for generations because everybody's been stealing the money that went for the electric company, the grid. Oh, the hurricane. You're doing this because you hate brown people. Oh, my word. Did the 4 people that just got arrested, right, the governor, the mayor, all these people that got arrested and indicted, do they hate brown people too? They're the ones stealing from you, not the president of the United States. Jeez. Oh, he's going to export. He's going to kick the Chinese students out. Listen, we love Chinese students. I've been to China 3 times, all over the country. A beautiful place. The people were amazing. The government? Not so much. I don't know. Is the president going to go and work through this and figure out that the answer is to maybe, oh, I don't know, figure out how to win the war? It is such a small amount, such a small amount of real impact, this Trump war that the media keeps making up. Okay, so let's say, for example, you make $1,000 a month. Yeah, for some of you, a day. I don't know. You do the math. If you're a Hollywood actress, a day. A minute, maybe. I don't know. If you're a football player or baseball player. $1,000 a month. Let's keep it simple. This trade war impacts somewhere in the neighborhood between $2 and $4. You got it? How much does it really change your life? If you made $1,000 a month and tomorrow I say, you make $996. Oh, no. I can't eat out anymore. Really? I don't know. Look, there's enough folks out there who have made a difference in their life, who go out and figure out the United States. Listen, I'm not saying you have to agree with any political party. I don't. You shouldn't. But I think you should understand that there's one group of people that stood for slavery. There's one group of people that started the Jim Crow laws. There's one group of people that went out and went after people through the KKK. It was all the Democrat Party. Come on, you guys. Listen, I was one. I went to college, remember? You come out as a Democrat. They fill your mind with stuff. It isn't a conservative idea to separate people into these buckets, right? You're this color, I'm that color. Ronald Reagan used to say, I'm an American of Irish descent. What's the difference between that and an Irish American? Oh, I don't know, but something tells me that one is a bit more pro-American. My dad came to this country from Lebanon. Why? For a chance, not a guarantee. You want a guarantee? Go back to the Soviet Union or go back to your country, as the president got so in so much trouble for telling people to go back. You want guarantees? You want free stuff for just existing? Right, what an insult to you as an individual to think because you look or talk or act a certain way that all of you must be the same, so everybody gets free stuff. Instead of saying, listen, we're the United States of America. We stand together. When a country like China is going against our interests, then you better fight back. And I don't mean physically, right? It's not there. That's not where I'm going. But you better say, listen, instead of me buying things made in China, I'm going to buy things made in Italy. I'm going to buy things made in Mexico or Guatemala. I'm going to, hey, how about that? Wait a second. Can you imagine if a factory moves from China to Guatemala, what it saves in transportation costs? The difference that it makes for the indigenous people, the Mayan Indians, that both my daughter and I served in a hospital setting in 6 hours and car in northern Guatemala? You want to see poverty. It doesn't mean that you only have one car to drive. Imagine that. Imagine a factory moves to the Western Hemisphere or the southern part of America. Where else can you come to the United States and be something? Ebony in Mississippi wants to be a doctor. She's listening now. Listen, Ebony, here's the thing. Look, you can do anything anybody else can do. If somebody achieved it, you can do it. And believe it or not, let me just tell you, even if somebody else can't do it, you probably can. Why? Because you're going to work hard. But look at, my dad came to this country not for a guarantee, because a guarantee means you get less. He came to this country for a chance, for an opportunity, for a moment to just do his best and to see, hey, maybe, just maybe, maybe he can succeed. Right, I think you're going to see some changes. I think you're going to see the president not back down. In fact, I don't think he should back down. I think he should say, China, listen, when you were the little 2-year-old kid kicking me in the ankles, you could steal, no big deal. You could throw things, no big deal. You could say bad words, no big deal. You were cute, it was nice. Today, what are you? Today, you're a 6'4". You're an adult. You're the second largest economy in the world. Still behind us, but the second largest. Now, listen, a lot of us question the numbers, quote, that come out of China just because there's no real accountability. If they tell you their economy grew by 3% or 6 or 8 or 10, whatever it is, it is. If they tell you that they have this much, fine, it is. The only thing we know is something that comes out of the country because we can see it. So when China says this is happening or that's happening, when I drove through China, let me tell you, this happened twice, guys, just so you know. This is what happened. Me and my wife were driving through China. In fact, me and my son and my daughter, I took them in three different trips. We're driving through China. You're driving through this city. Think of downtown whatever, Los Angeles, Memphis, Jackson, where the big, big, tall buildings, right downtown, concrete everywhere. Except in China, we were driving on this road for 60 minutes, for an hour at, 50, 60, 70 miles an hour. And there were these tall, enormous buildings all around, beautiful buildings, beautiful architecture, great design, actually. Empty. They brought in people from the center part of the country. They put those folks to work. So they had a job. It's nice. They didn't get stuff for free. They worked. But there wasn't people. There's nobody that moved. There was a great show. I think it was on 60 Minutes or one of those magazine-type shows. And it talked about how McDonald's was promised. They built a McDonald's at the edge of this amazing community, and nobody showed up. I mean, like, people are going to the McDonald's, but they're not coming from that community because it's empty. The buildings are empty. And you look out and you go, huh. Imagine that. And for my friends in the South, as my daughter would say, bless your heart. So cute, you built those buildings and nobody showed up. If you don't think China has some issues, guys, who is winning this trade war? I don't know. I don't think it's a winning thing. I think it's a suffering thing. The difference is you are an American. First, of whatever descent, fine. But you're here now. And you better be on this side, because we are going to win. We always do. But you have to fight. The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Arif Halaby. Filling in for him today, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name.
Welcome back to the show. Joe Messina, the Real Side with Joe Messina. Wait, is it a bird? It's a plane? No, it's Joe Messina, jumping tall buildings in a single bound. Do they say bound anymore, young people? Is that, well, maybe in a different way. I'm Arif Halaby, filling in for Joe Messina. I'm the guest host of The Real Side with Joe. 855-REAL-JOE if you want to reach out. Get to the chat rooms. Certainly get onto Facebook. Let us know what you think. Some of you think you're funny. I see what you did there. All right, listen. We've talked a little bit about some of the Chinese impact and what's happening. Let me explain something to you. How many of you have ever heard of a tennis shoe called New Balance? Of course you have, especially if you were a runner or if you are a runner. When I used to run a lot, it was one of the top shoes, top brands out there. But here's what happened. About 2 years ago, finally, a Chinese court has ruled that three domestic shoemakers must pay New Balance, here it is, a whopping $1.5 million in damages. Basically nothing. An infringing in the American sportswear company's signature slanted N logo. Here's what happened. Let me give you a kind of a thumbnail sketch of this. What was taking place is if you wanted to build your shoe company or whatever you were building in China or any place, Vietnam, Philippines, what would take place is this. You would go there, you'd have to bring in the factory. So sometimes you'd have to make some of the equipment in factories in China because it was more expensive to ship it from wherever it was coming from. And you would have an entire factory built, assembly line. You would have to train the workers. You would do a lot of things to bring in and make your tennis shoes. Now, in China, you had to have one of these top party leaders and their minions as a partner. You couldn't just start it yourself. So now you had to have a partner, and the Chinese partner usually is 51%. All right, so you say, well, the math is still worth it. I see it. I can make it happen. All right. Well, this is what was taking place. In my first trip to China, we saw this. That's 2008. They had the entire factory. They built it. They had the factory manager, the owner, the 51% owner. Everything was done. It was working great. Okay, 5:01, the bell rings. Everybody goes home, except this factory owner would continue to make the shoes and sell them for pennies on the dollar. The exact same shoes with the exact same equipment were made in the exact same factories, but were sold in the back of the warehouse through the pickup truck, if you will. Quote, it fell off a truck. Hey, buddy, want some sneakers? Fell off a truck. Well, they were selling sneakers. Fell off a truck. And here you go. What they would do is, and people would buy them. And it diluted the brand. It diluted the price. And look, if you're doing business in China, you kind of figured out that was happening a little bit. People said, I'm willing to let you, here it is, stay with me. We are tying it all together. We're letting you steal out the back door because we feel sorry for you. You're little. And you're kicking me in the shin. You can steal a little bit. And the shoe company said it was okay until 10 shoes became 100, became 1,000, became who knows how many. And as this was taking place, companies like New Balance said, we're out of here. We're not going to do this anymore. You guys won't stop. They sued. They lost because in Chinese court, it's presumed that the Chinese party, whether it's the plaintiff or the defendant in a civil lawsuit, whatever it might be, done. They have already won. You have to approve so far ahead of the curve. It doesn't make sense. It's difficult to do. So that's what they did. So New Balance said, we're out of here. Well, what they did is they just changed the logo. And instead of making it New Balance NB, they changed it to the High, HI. You know, they modified, but it's the same factory, the same material, the same equipment, and the same shoe. They just took that little logo on the side and played with it a little bit and made it say High, HI. Well, of course, the Supreme Court of China got involved, and you know, they did the right thing. No, they didn't. So this was a decades-long battle. This has been going on almost as long as my radio career. I remember it 15 years ago talking about it, 10 years ago talking about it. So this is finally somebody wins, and at the end of the story, right, they're finally happy that the Chinese court ruled in their favor. But here's what's taking place. A lot of companies were getting stung by this, and they were willing to. You can make a few of these, sell them out the back door. We get it. You're little, you're tiny, but not anymore. Because now China is flooding the market with the same, if you make it in China, make something here, for heaven's sakes, make it here, and it starts having some success, and in 15 minutes, you're going to see it on the streets in Shanghai. Amazing stores, by the way. They have some shops there buildings that are the entire city block, and 5, 6, 7, 8 stories. And if you want it, it's there, from carpets and rugs to refrigerators to clothing to, it doesn't matter, it's there. And I don't remember the name off the top of my head, but it's an amazing place. Beautiful place. But you're buying goods that probably fell off a truck. And is that fair to the U.S.? I don't know. You have to ask. Because none of you want to do anything about it because you still feel sorry for the little guy. Except the little guy is the baby Huey in the story. Right? They're not a dummy. About, 1400, right, AD, what is that, 500, 600 years ago? There was a eunuch who was an admiral. His name was Zhiha. Common spelling. Zhiha. 500 ship navy. That's what the Chinese had. And this admiral had an armada of people. It is said that he explored all the way through to Saudi Arabia, through the Indian Ocean, all the way along the top of the Aleutian Islands and down to the United States. And there's evidence, some would say, I have seen it. I don't know, maybe. Sounds like it to me. Anthropologists are saying it's true. But they went all the way down to the west coast of the United States, a place called Santa Barbara, California. And that was 30, 40, 50 years before Columbus came to the east coast, or more accurately, the Caribbean. That was like 1440, if I'm not mistaken. Zhiha. In other words, the Chinese have always been explorers, except when that admiral returned off one of his trips. A new emperor was crowned because the old one passed away. Huh, imagine that. Probably in the same kind of way Epstein passed away. The new admiral comes along, and I mean, the new emperor comes along and says, Admiral, you're a great man, but we're burning just about everything that you've ever done, your books, your charts, your drawings. And you get to go retire in the center part of the country because the new sheriff's in town, as he said. But imagine, you probably all would have been speaking Chinese because their exploratory realm, listen, they will not, they do not, that is not their story, they do not give up. And they don't think in one-year time frames, they think in five-year. That's when the party re-elects, it's when they come up with the new laws, the new rules, every 5 years. Listen, the Texas state legislature gets together, what, 6-8 weeks out of the year? They seem to be doing fine. Why do we have the United States of America getting together? Why is our Congress a full-time Congress? I don't know if they have anything to do. I can tell you in the state of California, the more that our state representatives are busy doing something else besides creating phony laws. So the point is, think for a second. What do you think is happening in this China trade war? Everybody has something to say about it. And the truth is the Chinese are sitting back. Trade wars have happened and will happen. Whenever an industry is young in a country and it's mature in another country, the mature country will say, okay, fine, we'll let you punish our exports so that you can have time to build up your little industry. And once you're built up, then we'll compete on a fair basis, fair square, right? That's they say. But what did Canada do? That poor little baby country of Canada. They went after our milk. Try to sell milk into Canada. Especially before President Trump was elected. Try to sell milk in Canada if you're from Wisconsin or Michigan or Minnesota or Washington State. I've heard it. $11 a gallon is what an American milk costs, a gallon of milk. Do you really think a Canadian is going to spend 11 bucks a gallon? So basically, that means you just aren't going to sell it there. It doesn't happen. You don't sell it. You keep it in the United States. But Canada is allowed to drive its milk across the border and sell it and compete with American farmers. Oh, that's fair. Not. So, very simple. We have a friend whose son worked at a grocery store in Washington. And he said once a week, they would have a huge rented, one of those rental trucks, you know, moving trucks, but it's a refrigerated truck, would come down from Canada and they would load up with thousands of dollars worth of milk. And he said it was for the Sikh religion, because I guess they use it in some of their ceremonies. And they drive across the border with thousands of dollars loaded up in milk. Do you think Americans aren't going to get around? Listen, China needs to figure this out, because we're not going to change. You're an American first. Don't let anybody divide us. All right, folks, stay with me after the top of the hour. We're going to talk about the United States. Is it really all that it cracked up to be? Maybe. 855-REAL-JOE. Stay with me. Go to therealside.com. I'm Arif Hallaby. Joe Messina's out on The Real Side. We'll be right back.